KRLT 93.9 The Lake. I know who's calling in right now. Good morning. Is this the man, the myth behind the TWC? Yeah.
This is me. I've another Toke Talk Tuesday, man. Another Toke.
You know what? I got to say right now, compared to last Tuesday, I mean, look, we got sun outside. You don't have to do a council meeting, which is nice. You don't have to rush off. And more importantly, it actually officially starts our day. Yeah.
Ah, that's right. And what a good day, man. Seeing the sunshine and the warm weather. God, it's been nice.
Hey, I have to ask you this because it's already been happening at our place in Myers, Gateway to South Lake Tahoe. Huge chunks, slabs of ice are finally sliding down the roof along with snow. And it's because, you know, because the temperatures are warming up. So we've had a couple just go, wee, just kind of shaking the place, you know. You have to be careful where you're walking. Look up, quick.
Yeah, no, it's no joke right now. Yeah. And even in, like, you know, hiking, any of that right now, the avalanche danger has become very real with these warm temps. And but you're right, you've got to watch yourself on the eaves.
Well,
man, that could be a big mistake if you don't look up.
I know. There's one block of ice I took a picture of and go, oh, look at their shingles on that one.
Yeah, man, we're about to find some, I think, pretty serious damage between some structures around town. But hey, I think, you know, it's safe to say we've pretty much made it through to the other side, which, gosh, man,
I know.
What a real year. It almost seemed like we weren't at some points through the winters. Like, is this ever going to stop?
I know. I think I speak on behalf of quite a few people. We're going to be spending, because we have to allow for a lot of the stuff to melt, depending on where you live, of course. But I think there's going to be a, by the time we get done with the snow melting and everything and then start repairing stuff, it's probably are going to be late October.
It's so true. I know. It's well, just the snow melt. I mean, I think it's going to be a while before we're out, you know, mountain biking, hiking, at least in the higher elevation.
Yeah.
And then the erosion. I mean, it's a real year. But, hey, man, it's so much of what we needed. So the lake this year, I mean, there's so many benefits to
snow. You know, I'm convincing Connie going, I know she says, I don't think I can make it through another winter. It's only her second winter up here. Of course, it's always the record-breaking ones. But I said, you know what? Just think how cool it's going to be to cruise around the lake to some of our favorite spots and just see how high the water level is. That's going to be really amazing.
Yeah, no, it is. And then, I mean, you know, I guess the lake every few years will turn, you know, completely turn from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
And I was reading the thing yesterday. The clarity is better than it's been.
I saw that.
Because of that and some new plankton that's been discovered. So, hey, between clarity and the full, you know, access to all the beaches, be able to access every shoreline, it absolutely is going to be amazing winter. I mean, summer, excuse me.
Hey, I know you can't comment on it because you are a city official, and I know you have to, you know, respect all your constituents. But as a comedian and a radio guy without much fortitude or filter, it's fun chatting with your neighbors, and we all have bits going. I wonder how many of those people who came up here right before winter, who made this their home up here, their second home, their primary residence. I wonder how many are going to say, I can't take it, man. I got to move back to the Bay Area.
Yeah, no, I've actually heard that there's more houses on the rental market than have been in years.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a sign for sure.
Okay.
But, you know, honestly, I mean, it takes a certain person, and this is kind of what puts that to the test. And so, you know, if it may not just be people living here, too. It's people that have second homes that say, wait, I don't want to deal with that every winter and have to, you know, pay somebody to shovel my roof or whatever it is that you got to do to keep your home maintained. So, yeah, you know, in a way, as much as we've really, really been in a housing crisis over the last 5 years, I would say, any bit of correction, and I say that not trying to, not trying to put anybody down necessarily.
Right.
But again, if it doesn't fit you to be in Tahoe, there's probably a whole world out there.
Yeah.
And make availability for the people that do belong here. So
yeah,
I'm all about it.
It's like, hey, you tried the grand experiment and you realize, okay, maybe three seasons out of four is where I belong and not all four, you know?
That's right. Yeah, definitely.
Like,
hey, man, it's a high alpine environment and it absolutely takes a certain person. And
that's what,
again, you do kind of get, like last year really wasn't.
Oh,
a winter. I mean, we had that one storm.
That one in December.
You know, December, yeah, late December, that was it.
That was all the... Now, I got to ask you this. Are you going to come up with... Because this is going to be... obviously, it is a winter to remember. I'm still referring to it as a winter, even though we've been into spring for, 3 weeks almost. So everyone's been... I've seen a lot of Snowmageddon, shirts and sweatshirts and all that. There's got to be some type of cannabis that kind of just, pays tribute, if you will, and pay homage to this winter, the winter of 2022-2023, hey, try this. You think you were buried under all this? Try this. You will be free. We will set you free.
And the product that comes to mind is our balms, the muscle reliever balm, just for the amount of shoveling, the amount that it took to keep tunnels to your house. And to keep it up, I think that would be, or one of our heavy indica strains that you need, just after shoveling and once you get inside to truly relax, because there's not much to do, well, unless you're a major skier or snowboarder, but right. Indicas are great. They're nice, sedative, strains that will definitely put you back in your chair and make you feel relaxed and makes you generally happy. A little bit of munchies, but that's all right.
It's
always nice to cook a good stew and hang out by the house. Great. Always thinking
how. See, that's what I was saying. We have to have, there's always been these pray for snow parties. I had a couple of listeners calling, going, we need after the seventh atmospheric river, that we need to start having pray for no snow. I think the resorts have enough to get them through, and just something where we could pray for no snow. But regardless, events like this, you're right, it really does bring a community, especially a mountain community like this, and I'm sure for Mammoth as well, that's broken all sorts of records down there, man. I think they hit over 700 inches of snow this winter alone. But I think it really does bring a community together because you all share a common denominator.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely does, especially here in the mountains. I mean, I think it's, something that we basically, we do prepare for, but once we get this type of a winter, it takes the whole community, to come together and help one another. And, I know there's a lot of talk about, there's people that are charging this much and that much. I heard so many stories about people that went to help their neighbor or, people that were working for, folks that don't have as much money, and so they're working at a $25 an hour rate. And then you heard the exact opposite of that. But our community does truly shine in these times. And honestly, I mean, I think really with what we saw and the amount of snowfall we saw, we fared pretty well in a lot of ways. I mean, of course, we had issues, but even the snow maintenance, a lot of the things could have been a lot worse. I would imagine for those that were here in 1982, I think we probably were in a better situation and more prepared than we were
now,
back then. So, yeah, I think we did. I think we did fairly well, all in all.
And you know what? I'm not sure how this works, but when we have winters like this, because all your cannabis is grown indoors, but I know of a lot of places that grow it outdoors. But I wonder if that's wreaked havoc on the cannabis industry for those that had. Just like the wine industry, when they have all those grapes outside for freezing temperatures and whatnot, if that causes it, for harvesting for weed and whatnot, if that puts an effect on it for when it comes time to cultivate it and sell it over the, over the counter.
Yeah. So, for the most part, cannabis, especially here in California, is grown between, May through basically October, early November for the outdoor. Okay. And so for the most part, those crops, everybody had a great harvest through the last year. And then a lot of times people either use seeds or clones, which the clones will be started indoors in the wintertime and, between February, March to get ready for the outdoor season. So for the most part, those type of farmers won't be affected. But then you have greenhouse cultivation, which does actually, but for some locations will grow through the wintertime, and they use supplemental lighting to make the plants think that it's still the fall and for them to go through their vegetative growing stage.
Right.
So for some of those growers, they definitely probably had challenges with the amount of rain.
Yeah.
But again, with the supplemental lighting and some of the technology within greenhouses, they could make it work. But man, I mean, we had you know, 15 straight days of rain.
I know, just,
with those high humidity crazy, levels. Man. So I can imagine that there was definitely some loss in the cannabis crops.
Yeah,
you know, in the coastal areas and kind of in the valley for sure.
I have an interesting base of listeners. A lot of them are very intelligent. A lot of them are science fiction fanatics like myself. A lot of them conspiracy theorists like myself. So, I mean, old school conspiracy theorists, aliens, stuff like that. Not political BS. But yeah. I've got a couple of dentist doctors listening in right now. I'm curious because I have real sensitive teeth. I had to go to the dentist over at Zephyr Cove. Great place there. Roberta works there. A lot of cool people there. And they had to put a little extra shot in my gums to kind of, you know, you numb your mouth before they start, you know, drilling. Is there any type of a cannabis that you could smoke before you see the dentist to get you in that mood to go, yeah, do what you want. Take my foot off. I don't care, you know.
Nice. You know, cannabis is not,
no,
you know, that it doesn't have that type of a kind of narcotic effect,
oh,
I would say. You know,
right.
What they're using with numbing your mouth is,
yeah,
Novocaine, which is basically cocaine.
Many
people don't realize that cocaine is actually a Schedule II substance, as
really?
Cannabis is a Schedule I substance.
Wow.
And it shows you the serious problem with the, you know, Controlled Substance Act that was passed in 73, and the reason is because a Schedule I substance is found to have no research or medicinal value.
Huh.
And cocaine is used medicinally in anesthesia every single day.
Wow.
And the ingredients of it also used in the work, you know, in Novocaine to numb people's mouths and those kind of things. And so,
huh,
and in anesthesia, it's used to wake you up out of surgery when you're, huh, taken out by other things like ketamine or,
right,
other drugs that would take you out to be able to operate on you. So again, what's wild is now we know, without a doubt, there's massive medical benefits to cannabis, as well needs to be researched. With that research, I think that you may find, you know, cannabis being used to calm people down in a kind of a non-narcotic way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it definitely could be good for that. But as far as like using it as an anesthesia,
no,
I think not. After anesthetics, it's something that could be developed, but it really, there are what we call RSO oil, which is kind of the most potent form of cannabis right now that is used more for, you know, folks that are coming in that actually have diagnoses with cancer, and they need to really activate what's known as their endocannabinoid system. This is a system that is activated by cannabinoids that not only come from cannabis, but all sorts of other different plants, including oats and hops and all sorts of things have cannabis. However, have cannabinoids. Cannabis as a plant has a higher level and concentration,
right,
than any other plant. So the more you can activate that system, it's become known that your endocannabinoid system can fight off things like cancer and can really have some serious health benefits. That, again, this is why the research is so critical and is starting to happen. So we haven't changed the policy and moved, you know, cannabis basically off of the Controlled Substance Act.
Right.
That's kind of the idea politically. There are some efforts that would love to keep it part of controlled substance because then only FDA licensed, you know, organizations can distribute it. And so that's kind of a big thing that is happening in D.C. Of kind of the debates going down of should this be, you know, declassified, which is my belief. And I would say the majority of people.
Nice.
And then you probably have, you know, pharmaceutical lobby interests trying to keep it as a Schedule III,
sure,
so that they end up with the only rights to distribute it.
See?
So, you know, those kind of things are actually really active right now. And I think, honestly, we've got hopefully a large enough industry built to where the you know, politicians and the federal government will realize we want to benefit a lot more than four pharmaceutical companies with the policy we're gonna create. And we've seen a little of that. Again, it's politics, it's Washington, D.C., and nothing will surprise me.
Now, what about speakers? Any because you always have great speakers. I know a lot of them couldn't come up here because of the weather and whatnot. But anything scheduled in the immediate future for whatever, you know, because I always like to hear them speak, and then they have like they're kind of like the perfume section at Macy's. Here, try this, you know. But this, here, try this. Here's a bong, and then we have a special running. I have a Groupon. See, is any of those kind of folks coming up?
So yeah, so what our biggest focus right now is 420, what that is. So our brands that you know we carry a variety, over 100 different brands of, you know, different products that cover all spectrums. So they'll send a brand ambassador that actually comes into the store. You can talk to them and really get kind of the methodology and how they operate and make their products and really get deep about those products. And also, they also bring really great deals to our, you know, customers as they're there. So 420, we will have a multitude of brands there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
All throughout the day. Next week will be the 18th. So on our show next week,
I'll
have all the specials, all the brands. And again, I announced this last week. We're doing our grand opening of the new space. So the murals that everybody loves to see are actually coming down. And there's a whole new Tahoe Wellness Dispensary. And then what will be exciting is in time, we will hopefully be able to open the consumption lounge, which is where the current dispensary exists, will now be a place that you can consume cannabis and actually have a, you know, safe space away from anybody under the age of 21 that's well ventilated. And it's a nice lounge to be able to, you know, consume cannabis responsibly with other adults in a social setting. So that's all to come, and it's going to be a day that we very much have been, you know, working hard towards. It's been over 2 years of when we began that project with the Caldor fire, and so many stumbling blocks along the way. But we are here, and have really looked forward to the next Thursday. It's going to be a great day.
I can't wait, man. We'll talk about that because you're right. A week from today is the 18th, and then that Thursday will be the 420. Hey, Cody, thanks for taking time out of your schedule and being able to call in and actually get you for a couple of minutes more because you didn't have to race off to a council meeting. So that was good.
Yeah, Howie, man. It's always the start to my week.
It does. You started my week today. Monday's just kind of like a leftover, but it's really kicked off today. So thanks, my man.
Yeah, right on, Howie. Thank you, buddy. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
All right, we'll see you in the studio as well soon, too, I hope. Yeah.